It's 6 o'clock. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Guten Haben, morning, Hagem, whatever it was. Welcome into prayer time. You're listening to WHCB Bristol Kingsport, Johnson City. It is a Thursday. That means the week is just about completed. We're a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air. And we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much. Let's take a look at Hebrews 13:5. Here's a promise. I want to just mention it to you, and then we'll talk a little bit about it. This is the writer to the Hebrews saying, "For He Himself has said," this is speaking of Christ, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." God has promised always, promised to always be near us, to be for us, to be close to us even when others have failed. God Himself says, "I won't fail you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you." Wow. I guess that leads me to the question, have you ever felt forsaken? Physically, I've felt forsaken a few times. Most of us have. Especially when we were younger or youngsters, we may have felt forsaken. I know I would wander away from my mom from time to time when we were shopping, and we didn't go shopping much because we didn't have any money. But when we did go shopping, I would wander off and think I got lost, you know. I guess I got found every time I'm around, right? And I still talk to my mom and still visit with mom these days. So, yeah, I guess they found me every time. But you felt forsaken anyway. You sort of felt like, ooh, what's going on? And I can remember those old programs on TV with Lassie and what was his name, Richie? I forget. Anyway, but Lassie would have to go find him because he got lost in the woods or whatever. You know, those kinds of things. That happens to kids. Kids go into the second floor of their house and they think they're forsaken because they're not on the first floor with the parents. That stuff is part of growing up. But sometimes it happens to adults where they feel forsaken. They feel that they've been abandoned. They feel that there's no hope. And that's a very sad, sad time when that happens to the adults in our lives. I remember going to the doctor, and it was in Bristol. And I went to the doctor, and they took me back from the waiting room. You know, you wait for a long time in the waiting room, and then they take you back to the little examining room, and you sit in the examining room. Well, I sat in the examining room for a long time. I mean, a long time. And this was years ago, but a long time. And I took a look at my watch, and my goodness, it was almost 6 o'clock p.m. Well, they left about 5:30. And I thought, I haven't heard anybody outside in a while. So I opened the door of this little examining room, looked out, and all the lights were off. They'd gone home and left me in the examining room. The doctor never came to see me. You say, whoa. Yeah, I did too. I felt forsaken. Now, I didn't feel like I had no hope. I figured I could get out. Well, there was one of the nurses. God bless all the nurses, by the way. There was one of the nurses still there working that late, and she said, oh my, I'm so sorry, we forgot you. Here, let me unlock the door and let you out. So she did. Well, you know, but it goes beyond that. What about this emotional thing of being forsaken? Some folks deal with that on a daily basis. They feel totally abandoned. David, the king, the psalmist, the sweet hymn singer and hymn writer of the Israelites, experienced that and wrote about it in Psalm 27:10. When he felt forsaken, he found refuge in the Lord God Almighty. He said this, when my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up, will take care of me. So even when those who are nearest and dearest to us fail us, the Lord is our refuge constantly and consistently. Once again, Hebrews 13:5 comes to mind. For he himself, Christ himself, has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah, what a Savior we have. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful truth it is that God himself never forsakes us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the promise. We thank you for the truth that you never leave us, you never forsake us. And we thank you for the assurance that that gives us. We ask, Lord, that you would work in our hearts and lives and help us to share the truth of who Jesus Christ is with those with whom we come into contact. I pray, Lord, that you would bless our efforts to reach the lost with the message of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray too that you would use WHCB in these efforts, that you would bless them, bless us, bless the listeners, that you would make provision for each one of us and this ministry, and that as we prepare for Share-a-thon, that you would work in our midst, in the preparations, and in the conduct of the broadcasts. And we thank you, Father. We do so in Jesus' name. Amen.